You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. On this podcast, we focus on answering listener questions. And if you have a question for a future episode, I'll let you know how you can submit that when we get to the end. This is episode 18 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. And for those of you who listen regularly, you may have noticed that we missed an episode 2 weeks ago when, as far as our normal schedule goes, we should have released an episode, but I missed the episode 2 weeks ago, and I apologize for that. But we are back now, and this episode, we're going to be talking about a question that I received by email. And this particular question is normally one that, at least for me, I have heard in regard to the Holy Spirit, but the question was asked regarding Christ. And the question is this: does Christ dwell in us literally? And when we're talking about us there, we're talking about Christians. That's what is under discussion here. Does Jesus literally, personally dwell within us as Christians? Now, first of all, the scriptures are clear that Jesus dwells in us, and we'll talk about how that is as we get on, but the scriptures are clear that Jesus does dwell in us as Christians. Over in John chapter 15, Jesus promised to abide in his disciples. In John 15, verses 4 through 7, he said, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." So Jesus says here in verse 4, as we began reading there, "Abide in me," it says, "I will abide in you." Paul, as he was writing to the churches of Galatia in Galatians 2:20, he said that he had been crucified with Christ, and it was no longer I who live, but he says, Christ lives in me. Christ was in him. Paul told the Romans that Christ was in them as well, as they were following him, as they were Christians. Again, he's writing to Christians. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10, "If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness." So Christ in you. Paul said, Christ lives in me. Jesus promised the disciples he would dwell in them. So the scriptures show that Christ does dwell in us as Christians. The New Testament also teaches that all members of the Godhead dwell in us as Christians. As we have seen, Jesus dwells in us as Christians. That passage we just read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 10. We have a passage over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 that talks about how the Holy Spirit dwells in us as Christians. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you've been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body." As we go on reading through verse 20 there. But the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And as I said at the beginning, normally when this question comes up, it's a question about the Holy Spirit and whether the Holy Spirit dwells in us literally. And I have more on that in an article that I'll link in the show notes about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and what that means. But the Holy Spirit is said to dwell in us. God the Father also dwells in us as Christians. Paul wrote about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. It says, "Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." So in these passages, what we see is that God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and also the Holy Spirit, they dwell in us as Christians. The question that we need to ask is, can one person of the Godhead dwell in us differently than the others do? And for any who would say yes, whether they're talking about the Holy Spirit or talking about Christ, we should ask the question, on what basis, scripturally, on what basis would we say that this would be different for one rather than the other, because it's the same type of language that's used for all of them. And so in this, for the rest of this episode, what we're going to talk about here is how does Christ dwell in us as Christians? How does this happen? If we know that he dwells in us as Christians, just as the Holy Spirit does, just as God the Father does, how does this happen? Is it directly and literally and personally, or is it something else? Well, over in Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 17, Paul said there that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love, and then he goes on as this part of a longer sentence in this context here, but he says Christ dwells in your hearts by faith. Over in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, it talks about the word of Christ dwelling in us. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Christ dwells in us through faith. His word, which is Romans 10:17, says, is the source of faith. His word is in us. The word of Christ richly dwells within us. What's also interesting, if you look over in 1 John chapter 3, John wrote about how Christ was in us. Remember that passage we started at? In John chapter 15, Jesus was talking to his apostles there. John would have been in that group. He said, abide in me and I in you. Well, John wrote about this. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24, the one who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. So the Lord abides in us. And so we have here the idea that we abide in Christ. Christ abides in us. And so this passage says we abide in him. Jesus told his apostles, abide in me and I in you. When we think about us abiding in Christ, no one believes or argues that this is a direct personal indwelling, that each one of us directly, personally dwells in the heart of Jesus. This is figurative language. Well, it's the same way with Jesus abiding in us. We abide in him. He abides in us. So does Christ dwell in us? Scriptures are clear. Absolutely, Jesus dwells in us. As we obey him, as we follow his word, we have fellowship with him. We are one with him. That's what these passages that we've looked at, that's what these passages are teaching. But is it a literal and personal indwelling? Again, that's nowhere found in the Scriptures. That's not taught in the Scriptures. That as his word abides in us, as we have fellowship with him, as we do his will, he abides in us. He is with us. And we are one with him. Jesus, we understand, is seated at the right hand of God. When Peter was speaking on the day of Pentecost, to those who were gathered there and on the day the church was going to be established, he was teaching them about Jesus. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 33, referring to Christ, it says, therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured forth this which you both see and hear. Jesus has been exalted. He is at the right hand of God. Similar language over in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20. It says, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places. Where is Jesus right now? Where is Jesus now? Well, he's in heaven. He's at the right hand of God. So does that mean he's also literally, personally dwelling in the heart of each one of us? That Jesus is in heaven, seated at the right hand of God, but he's also cut up in a bunch of little pieces and is in each one of us directly and personally and literally. No, that's not what that means. It means he is with us. We have fellowship with him through his word. As his word abides in us, as we live by faith, and we are one with him, he is in our heart as well. So is this a literal indwelling? No, this is talking about the fellowship that we have with him, the oneness that we have with him, that his word, This faith that we have is in us. That's what these passages are talking about. So does Christ dwell in us? Yes. He dwells in us as we heed his word, obey his word, do what he has told us to do, as we walk with him in fellowship with him. He dwells in us. So that's the question for today, for this episode. A little bit shorter. I've been wanting to try to make these episodes a little bit shorter because I feel like they've gone on longer than I've originally intended. Now, maybe you prefer the longer lessons. If you do, get in contact with me. You can get in contact with me in the ways that I'll talk about with how you can submit a question as well. Maybe you prefer the longer episodes. Maybe you like them shorter like this. But if you have a preference one way or the other, let me know. But if you have a question for a future episode or feedback on these episodes that we're doing, there are several ways that you can submit that. One, you can fill out the podcast question submission form. If you have a question, there's a link to that in the show notes. You can send a message to the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page, or if you're on Twitter, you can tweet your question at Plain Bible Teach, and then you can send your question that way. So I hope this episode has been helpful. If you found it useful and beneficial and know others who would be able to benefit from it, I ask you to share that with them. But that's going to be all for today. I hope to talk to you again here in the next couple weeks.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.